Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Wheels India Q4 FY25 earnings call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Vivek Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sasha. Good evening, everyone. I would like to thank the management of Wheels India Limited for giving us the opportunity to host the call. We have with us the senior management represented by Mr. Srivath Ram, Managing Director, and Mr. P. Ramesh, CFO of Wheels India Limited. I'd like to hand over the call to the management for the initial remarks, followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Vivek. Welcome to the Wheels India Q4 press conference. The company has posted revenues of 1,195 crores for Q4, which is 2.4% higher than the sales of 1,167 crores in Q4 of March 2024. And over the same period, the profit registered is 36 crores against 36.8 crores in the corresponding quarter of FY24. So marginal increase in sales, profit pretty much at the same level. At the same time, if you look at it on FY25 full-year basis, our focus on cost control, favorable product mix, and lower commodity prices led to fairly strong profit growth. We were able to cross 100 crores of net profit last year. We did 105.9 crores as opposed to 67.9 crores in the previous year. This is a 56% increase in net profit. Whereas for the full year, if you look at it, the revenues were less at 4,425 crores against 4,619 crores. This, of course, this revenue degrowth has been offset in the fourth quarter, and we believe that this trend will continue going forward in the coming year as well, where we do see some amount of growth. If you look at Q4 per se, we saw a marginal growth in top line in the domestic market driven by a stronger agriculture tractor market. We make wheels for tractors and also a strong demand for air suspension systems for buses that we service. On the export side, the growth was led by sale of windmill components, which saw strong growth in the fourth quarter. This is as far as demand in Q4 is concerned. And during the year FY25, we made CapEx of 250 crores, out of which the largest single project investment was for a tractor wheel plant for larger wheels. And we expect that in the coming year as well, the CapEx will be along similar lines, but the largest single investment in the coming year will probably be for components for the windmill segment. The company had a degrowth in exports last year, marginal, about 8% degrowth from our peak exports in FY24. And this is largely due to a drop in the second quarter of last year in exports. Subsequently, things are along expected lines. And in the coming year, we expect exports to also show some amount of growth going ahead. We are building a strong base, which should probably lead to some amount of export growth over the next 3 years. That base is being built now on which we can actually develop products and also show increase in export sales in the coming years. Lastly, I'd like to mention that the board of directors of the company met in Chennai today to recommend a final dividend of ₹7.03 per share. This is over and above the dividend of ₹4.5 per share, which was interim dividend, which was announced earlier during the year. That is it from my side. I'm now open to questions from all of you. Look forward to your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask the question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Rajakumar Vaidyanathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations to the good set of numbers. Just to start with, I just want to know what is the outlook for the exports, because in the last call you said some of the export programs are getting right shifted. So just wanted to know, you know, what is the, if you could give some colors.
Yeah, I think the, you know, barring all the talk of tariff, demand remains reasonably strong, although I do expect that probably towards the latter part of the year, the full impact of tariffs will reduce demand at some point. But the company per se is expecting to show some growth in exports even in the coming year, despite this. So outlook, as I mentioned, is quite positive. It is in a number of areas. The exports are export of, you know, construction equipment wheels, hydraulic cylinders, aluminium wheels, and windmill components, and tractor wheels. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, any outlook on the domestic auto, including the truck, the tractor segment, what is the outlook you have?
No, I think the tractor, each of these industry bodies have made their, you know, claims in terms of what the growth will be. If you look at the tractor segment, I expect a fairly reasonable growth, at least about 5-6% growth in the tractor segment. About 5% in the tractor segment, commercial vehicle segment, maybe about 3-4%, and maybe 3-4% in the passenger vehicle segment. This is what we expect.
Okay, sir. Sir, just a couple of housekeeping questions, if you permit me to ask.
Sure.
The first one is, you know, if you see the cash flow, the full year cash flow, I see items on account of obsolescence about 6.13 crores and non-moving and provision for bad debts about 3.25 crores. So that is what is shown in the current. Those are the two line items I want to highlight in the cash flow for the full year.
Yes.
And if I see your September cash flow, there is an item in negative for 5.2 towards, you know, I think for the provision for bad debt line item.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ramesh, would you like to comment on this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, which means you would have provided about roughly 15 crores in the second half. Is that my understanding correct, sir?
Sir, good evening, sir. This is Ramesh. Negative 5.25 crore, I think we also clarified in the last call, it's the movement in the provision, sir. Okay. When provisions are made and provisions are reversed, that is the movement which is coming in the previous period. In the current period, these provisions are relating to obsolescence of fixed assets, and which has hit the P&L, and since it is a non-cash charge, it has been added back, sir. Similarly, on the provisions, we have an accounting rule for bad debts provision. Based on the rules, a provision is being made, And since it is a non-cash charge, it's again added back, sir, for the purpose of cash flow.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much. And
these are basically provisions which are being reversed when you're calculating cash flow because it's not a real cash out.
Yeah. They are non-cash items. Yeah. Sir, the next question is, I see your inventory has come down from 880 to 9770 crores. Is it due to the efficiency measures or is it due to poor demand for the coming quarter?
No. We've cut our inventory. No two ways about it.
Okay.
It's not related to demand. I'm sorry. The answer is it's not related to demand. Demand remains reasonable at the moment.
Okay. Okay, that's nice to know. Okay. And the last one on the light, want to know the reason for declaring 7.03 as a dividend. Why the decimal 03? If I can ask.
Can I answer that question?
Yeah,
sure. With your permission. So basically, we went through an internal, dividend policy, and probably we could have come up with a number like 7, and we put 25% of the profits for distribution, and that's the reason. There is no any specific reason for that.
Okay.
No numerology at play.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Zaki Nasser, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And congratulations on very nice bottom line which you have shown, which you said was a result of cost control, product mix, and commodity pricing. Sir, do you think these kind of margins will continue going on to the next year? And what kind of absolutely, I realize that the top line will depend on commodity prices and product pricing, but could it be safe to assume that we will have a 10% growth over the absolute number from here on, sir, and the margins will be maintained at current levels?
Yeah, I think, to answer you, I think the margins will be maintained. Demand, from what we see positive growth, but it will not be double-digit margin. It's very difficult for us to show a double-digit margin when all our customers are talking much lower percentages of growth. If you look at the PV sector, Siam's reference is 1-2% growth. If you look at commercial vehicles, people are talking about 3-4%. If you look at tractor, they're talking 5-6%. So given that the underlying industry segments are not growing that much, it would be difficult for us to expect a double-digit growth. At the same time, I will say, healthy single-digit growth should definitely be possible.
Sir, let me put it another way, sir. Would it be safe to assume that we can touch that 5,000 crore mark this year, sir? That will be 6-7%.
with commodity prices helping, maybe. But I don't...
Margins,
I think, will maintain. I think the overall profitability will... The overall profit will be maintained, but honestly, it doesn't look like commodity prices will increase too much this year, given that everyone is talking of doom and gloom.
Sir, coming on to the next question, sir, is Wheels India has in the past, I think since I've been tracking 6 quarters, 4 to 6 quarters, has introduced windmill components. And do you think that the face of the company can change from maybe as some people view a metal converter to a engineering company, sir?
Yeah, that is the see. Essentially, we've been looked at as an auto component, metal converter, as you put it. But actually, if you look at the company sales. If you look at automotive wheels per se, it is 55% of our sales. And if I include the air suspension part of it, it is slightly over 60% of our sales. Then you have, you know, construction equipment wheels, which is different. You have hydraulic cylinders, you have the windmill components, you have some fabrication, all these which are not essentially your auto component type of category. So the company has been very different from a pure auto component player actually for quite some time, but it's getting, it is enlarging because the opportunities here seem to be larger. So we basically grow as our customers give us more opportunities, and it looks like globally, if you look at it, we are getting more opportunities on the non-auto side.
And if I may, sir, what would be the debt on books as of now, I mean, at the end of March 26 with this 250 crores expansion and your whatever payback you do during the year?
Ramesh, can you comment?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, if you look at our debt, the debt on the book is about 704 crores. Okay. And if you look at our debt on 31st March 24, it was 708 crores. So our plan is to maintain the debt around the 700 crores. And we will be using a bill discounting of around 400 to 450 crores. So debt will remain at the present level while we continue to invest on the business at the rate of around 250 crores a year.
And one thing, I'm sorry, just to interrupt, one thing that I need to you know, highlight here is that, for example, the CapEx that we do is very often not for the year in question, but for the year after that. If you understand what I'm saying. So that is actually one thing that you have to bear, especially when you look at these large industrial componentry, the lead times are about 12 months for capital equipment. So I just wanted to highlight this for your understanding.
Thank you, sir. Thanks so much. And best wishes for the year, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manas from JUS Enterprises. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to understand, if you could just give a quantitative number on the top line growth and margin for the next full year.
Yeah, as I said, you know, we are governed by what our customers will end up doing. As you know, our demand for our product is really very much a derived demand. Broadly speaking, commercial vehicle is talking 3 to 4%, PV is talking 1 to 2%. And tractor industry is talking about 5 to 6%. So I will say a single digit growth, probably on the higher end of those numbers.
Okay. So second question, I just wanted to understand the export situation with regard to the tariff and everything. So is it, like, I just want to understand, like, I think one of our competitors mentioned that rims don't come under the tariffs. Is that right, this thing, or we are still under the tariffs?
No, we have, Wheels India has got so many HS codes. There are some HS codes which are under 232. Clause 232 is a tariff based on input material, 25% of input material. There are some tariffs which are on complete product grouping. So there are numerous tariffs which apply to Wheels India. Mm-hmm. Let me put it this way. Lot of the products are actually FOB. So the customer takes on the tariff.
Mm. Okay. So do we have a risk of margin coming down, or they are bearing the cost? So what is our outlook ahead in this?
Yeah, per se, maybe marginally, but it does not, as I mentioned, we expect to be able to maintain our profitability in the coming year as well.
So 7% EBITDA margin is sustainable on a yearly basis?
Yes, we are confident we can do that.
Okay. And I just wanted to understand the hydraulic cylinder business. How is it doing?
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned there are strong prospects on it. And so how do you think about this business for next year?
Yeah, I think we will probably need to wait till the second half of the year. So I'll just tell you what the prospects are. One is we are looking at doing some contract manufacturing for cylinder works of a large OEM. Still the discussions are not finalized. We are more in the sample submission stage. Second prospect is actually tying up with a Korean cylinder manufacturer, which we started negotiations, but I think it'll take another 3-4 months for it to happen. Thirdly, we are working with one of our large customers who's looking at making us more competitive and also improving the quality system so that maybe a year down the road, he will look at exporting more from us.
Okay. So was there any pre-buying notice in this 90-day period? Like you had some export like where, or it's not, it didn't happen?
Nothing. We really didn't see it. What you're talking about, whether people rushed to order as much. We are not seeing that actually. We didn't see that. It was pretty much, see, they give us, you know, 3 months notice, 4 months. It's all as per what they've given earlier.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Rajakumar Vaidyanathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Rajakumar, I'm sorry, are you there on the line?
Yes, sir, they're there on the line and they're unmuted.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that I was in mute. Sir, thanks for the follow-up. The question is on the margin for Q4. Generally, I think in the previous year, the Q4 call, you mentioned there were some steel discounts and something, you know, because of which there was a bump up in margin. So did we also get similar such thing in this Q4?
Yeah, we did. But, you know, as Mr. Ramesh explained earlier, there were also some, you know, provisions which we made.
Okay. So in that case, this margin of 8% that you're saying, so that is kind of will be a steady state because even with that,
yes,
you're still done well. Compared to December quarter, the margin has moved, I think about 30, 40 basis points it has moved.
Yes. Of course, I need to also highlight in this that, you know, in the event of any escalation in steel price, it will put pressure on the margins as there's normally some amount of lag effect that takes place when prices go up.
Okay. That's the timing difference that you're talking about.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Last year, fortunate that there was no real increase in price. It was only reduction or no movement.
So do you anticipate any increase, sir, based on your current discussions?
Yeah, we believe there will be some marginal increase in the first quarter based on the fact that the government has put safeguard duties on steel. So there would be some increase in the first quarter which is coming up, but we don't believe it will be substantial.
Okay. And sir, any of the margin levers that you'll be working for this financial year, you know, given that you already improved your margins this financial year, this Q4. So what is the target you have?
So a couple of areas which will play a key role is our ability to ramp up cast aluminum wheel production, which unfortunately will happen probably more from December onwards. Because start of production of programs that we've won business are only from that period. So from that period, we should definitely see a ramp up of the cast aluminum wheel project. Secondly, we believe that also the second quarter onwards, we feel that the windmill business is normally down in the first quarter. Second quarter will be higher, so that should also help in higher margins thereafter. First quarter is the low quarter in the seasonal business of windmills.
So what you are saying essentially, so your margins will improve, but it will improve in the second half of the year. compared to current season?
Yeah, probably let's say from second quarter onwards, it should improve. The first quarter is always a little bit strange, you know. March, April, April, May, June is not the same as January, February, March. So the first quarter will be slightly lower. After that, it should improve from first quarter levels from the second quarter onwards.
Okay. And how much it will improve, sir? Like you have, can put 100 bits?
It's difficult for me to, you know, I'm not even 100% sure of what will be customer offtake in this month. So it's very difficult for me to determine exactly what will be the increase in profit. All I know is that the product mix change in the second quarter should help the profitability.
Yay.
Because you have a very... has a slightly unfavorable mix in the first quarter.
Yeah. The reason is that you have got a very huge top line. So even a small improvement in margin will show a big change in your bottom line.
No, I appreciate the idea behind it. Yes.
Okay. And sir, any color on your subsidiary? Because last time you said the subsidies turned around and we can see that
the subsidies become... See, the subsidiary was made a loss for quite a few consecutive years, and the subsidiary has become profitable. Ramesh, I forget the net profit numbers.
Sir.
Do you have the net profit number of?
Yes, sir. Sir, on the consolidation, subsidiaries loss was 20 crores in FY24, has become 6.65 crore in FY25, sir.
Positive. PBT.
Positive. PBT, sir. Yes, sir. So that is reflected in the consolidation, the consolidated financials.
Okay. And any reason we are not consolidating that subsidiary, sir, because you will get the benefit of your carry forward losses?
No. We are consolidating. It's there in the consolidated.
No. I'm talking about merging that entity, because given that the entity has substantial losses.
No, they have there's a joint venture partner, so that's why we're not moving.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
got it. Okay. Sir, last question. Understand many of the TV companies are kind of moving out of location. So just to know, is Wheels India considering, moving out of this location, and any chance of monetizing those lands?
No, we are not. We are not thinking of that at this moment.
Okay.
We are very much. My office is in Pardee, so at least I have not been told that we're moving out, because I still go to the same place every time.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Jay Unadkar from Navneet Publication Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. So you highlighted on this incremental opportunity on cylinders that we are focusing on just now, and you said that you're working with some Korean company to be able to advance into this business. Would like to learn more about this in terms of what kind of cylinders are these? The same ones that are required for storage, or are these those manufacture tanks which go into industrial and medical applications? And go ahead.
Yeah. So let me answer your question. No, the Korean cylinder manufacturer is actually making cylinders for construction and industrial equipment, more heavy duty type of cylinders. They are the leading manufacturer of cylinders in Korea. And they are looking at using us as a source for new businesses that they win, so that they don't need to ramp up in Korea, and they can use our capacity to produce in India for the new business that they win. So this is a negotiation which is going on. It's a question of royalty, how much royalty, what is the period. So the legal part of it is going through. As and when it gets updated, we'll also keep you informed.
Sir, if I may, and if it's okay to share the name of the potential Korean partner, their current revenue and the kind of profitability we would make on outsourcing, because cylinders, as I understand, is a slightly more difficult, complicated business depending on the industry that they cater to. So this will be a purely outsourcing only relationship, or will this be a technology sharing where they will assist you to manufacture to their quality requirements?
No, no. So I'm sorry, I'm not able to share the name because the agreement is not yet signed. So I can't share the name, but basically it is a technology type of agreement where we also get technology. It's not just a outsourcing agreement.
So with the technology, sir, if they are not procuring from you beyond their requirement, can you start manufacturing using that technology and know-how for your requirements to sell in India or elsewhere in the world, or will that be restricted to manufacture only for the Korean partner in specific?
Yeah, I think these are the details that will get fleshed out in the agreement. As the agreement is not yet signed, I'm not at liberty to speculate on what will be there.
Okay, sir. So is it a fair assumption that these should materialize into something meaningful in the next financial year, or could this be a much longer gestation kind of an situation?
I think it's reasonable to assume that it will start. Okay, again, by next financial year depends on when we come to an agreement with the Korean party. And but I'm hopeful that, you know, sometime in this financial year, we'll be able to, you know, come to some understanding, and following that, there should be some start of production. The impact may come more in the next financial year as opposed to this one.
Yes, sir. So if I may extend this to further, what size of an opportunity would this mean for the company in terms of manufacturing for them as partners, or for your own interest? And is this coming because of the China Plus One realignment of supply chain, or some capability or confidence that they have in the engineering and conversion skills of Wheels India? How does one really look at this?
Yeah, see, they've already started, you know, buying cylinders from us. So
okay.
they have bought cylinders from us, and they have experienced our quality. And based on the fact that they've had a good experience, they are looking at some kind of agreement. From their side, they want to supply. They want a supply agreement. From our side, we want a technology agreement.
Do we have an ideal capacity to be able to cater to them? Because as I've been following the company for a few years now, and I see our utilizations are towards the higher of 80% mark on a continuous basis, and all incremental capex, like you also suggested, of 200, 250 crores, we keep doing that in parts to be able to meet our own growth needs.
Yeah, we tend to not have too much of spare capacity. But, you know, rest assured, it will not result in any capex in the current financial year over and above that 250 crores. Because, again, they will not start at full volume. They'll slowly ramp up. So if it does materialize, well, you know, hopefully it will come into the capex for the next financial year.
Okay. So, but we don't have an arrangement where they will want to separately set up a unit with us, which will also involve some kind of capex commitments coming from them or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, so whatever capacity expansion have to be undertaken to cater to the needs will be borne by Wheels India.
Yeah, will be borne by Wheels India. And again, as I said, you know, this agreement is more a discussion which is going on at the moment. It is not yet fructified into anything material.
So last one from me, the 250 crores of capex which you indicated with the lead of the next 12 months and hopefully coming into play in FY27, is it fair to assume a similar asset turn? And if I may ask, what area of business is that getting dedicated to?
Yeah, so that actually is you know, significant part of that. So basically I said that total investment is about 100 crores, which is really in windmill components.
Correct.
So out of the 100 crores, there's at least 66 crores, which is, you know, long lead time asset acquisition. And that 66 crores will have more of an asset turn of one. But it is a very profitable business. because it is a conversion business. It is not a material-based business.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. So basically, there will be some value add on the conversion, and it's more engineering,
yeah,
towards engineering than just plain
vanilla
manufacturing. Not a problem, sir. Thank you very much. Very helpful. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. I repeat, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much for your queries, and I hope I've been able to clarify all the points which have been raised. As I mentioned, you know, the company, despite the fairly murky economic environment, especially in the international markets, but also the subdued economy that we have in our country at the moment, the company is hopeful of positive impetus in terms of having a sales growth in the coming year, and we are also confident of, you know, maintaining our profitability. Thank you so much for all your support, and look forward to interacting with you in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.